All right. It's medication time. It's time for another Dr. Favara podcast. So it's Dr. Varga. This episode I'll be reviewing WWE Crown Jewel 2019, which is a professional event for WWE World Wrestling Entertainment. Placed on October 31st, 2019 at King Fahd International Stadium in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. It's the second annual Crown Jewel event produced by WWE. And it featured Braun Strowman versus Tyson Fury, and for the WWE Championship, Brock Lesnar against Cain Velasquez. All right, so let me go into this, because this was a pretty eventful show. And they also had the first women's match ever in the history of Saudi Arabia, so let me go into this one. 20-man Battle Royal, in which the winner will face AJ Styles for WWE United States Championship match later on in the show. Humberto Carrillo won by last eliminating Eric Rowan. I like this decision. I thought it was very good. It was on my short list of people who I thought would win it, and I thought that was a good choice for this one, going by the options available. I'm going to go on the actual pay-per-view. That was the kickoff show match. I'm going on the actual pay-per-view. Yeah, singles match for WWE Championship. Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman defeat Cain Velasquez with Rey Mysterio by submission in like 2 minutes, but it was an amazing 2 minutes. Like utter chaos from start to finish. Fantastic stuff. I definitely enjoyed it. And they had a 19 tag team turmoil match for WWE Tag Team World Cup, in which the OC, Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson, defeated the Viking Raiders, Eric and Avar, New Day, Big E and Kofi Kingston, The Revival, Scott Dawson and Dash Wilder, the B Team, Curtis Axel and Bo Dallas, Heavy Machinery, Otis and Tucker, Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode, Kurt Hawkins and Zack Ryder, and the Lucha House Party, which is Lince Dorado and Gran Metalik with Kalisto. This was fantastic. Best tag team action they've had in a long time, and I highly approve of this. And either Rival or the OC or the New Day were the three teams I had as the favorites, and one of the three won, so I'm happy about that. And in a singles match, Mansoor defeated Cesaro. Much as expected, but man, Cesaro needs to be a world champion. This dude is on another level. Please quit having him job out to people and just give him the title. Just hand it to him. Hand it to him with a silver platter. Cesaro is that good. Give the man the belt. That's all I got to say. Singles match. Tyson Fury defeated Braun Strowman by countout. Much better than I was expecting. This one was awesome, just like the other big fight night match. Good stuff here. Lots of just heavy hitting, and I'm down with it. Singles match for WWE United States Heavyweight Championship. AJ Styles with Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson defeated Humberto Carrillo in another great match. AJ Styles, best wrestler in the world, proved it again, and this was just great. Cesaro might be right up there with him, though. This is what I'm going to see. Cesaro versus AJ Styles at main event at WrestleMania for a world championship. That's what I want to see. Singles match. Natalya defeated Lacey Evans by submission in the first ever women's match in Saudi Arabia. And they were all covered up and everything, but this was really good. Very historic match, and the crowd was into it. And they had a 10-man tag team match with Team Hogan, Roman Reigns, Rusev, Ricochet, Shorty G, and Ali, with Hulk Hogan and Jimmy Hart. Yes, Jimmy Hart showed up. Defeated Team Flair with Randy Orton, King Corbin, Bobby Lashley, Shinsuke Nakamura, and Drew McIntyre. Honestly, I think I can get why Hogan's team won, but I think the wrong team won because I think the other team is way more amazing. I mean, seriously. I like everybody on both the teams, but I just saw the other team winning because they had McIntyre, Nakamura, Orton, then plus Lashley, and Corbin. I mean, those first three alone should have won this match. But yeah. Then they had a Falls Count Anywhere match for WWE Universal Championship, and the match could not have been stopped for any reason, which the Fiend, Bray Wyatt, defeated Seth Rollins to win the Universal Championship in an amazing match, two thumbs way up. Seeing the Fiend win on Halloween was fantastic. I definitely enjoyed this. I enjoyed this show. This is better than the last Crown Jewel. That's all I got to say about that. Peace out, peeps. Have a good one. Kids Without Crowns podcast recording this Sunday. Myself, Swoodadon, Rockstar Ryan, and our producers, King Kyle. Peace out, peeps. Have a good one.